Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. It's Friday. The weekend's coming up, and it's cooled off here where we are in the world, so that's a good thing. I'm happy about it. It's been very hot for this time of year. Usually it's cooler. You know, they call it June gloom.
Yeah, June, August, and September get a little bit worse.
July, August, September.
July is not usually
that's
bad.
Bad.
August and September. So
yeah, but you know what? August, we've had some cool Augusts.
You know, it's
a couple years.
The atmosphere, the world has changed.
It definitely is. It definitely is. Okay, well, I want to let everybody know how to get in touch with us. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And our callers and listeners can follow us or join us, whatever you want to do. However you want to do it, on Facebook, Twitter, and those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. You can follow us here, but it doesn't really, there's no social network here on Blog Talk Radio, and so it's difficult to connect as well with the people that follow us here. So try to reach out to us on those other sites. We do have a caller in the queue, so let's bring that caller on right now, 919 area code. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? My name is Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Is there any way I could possibly get you to connect to a loved one in spirit?
Sure, we'll try. I knew she was going to ask that. When you started talking, when you said, is there any, I thought, okay, she wants to connect to a spirit. First of all, let's get your birth date.
Okay,
7/25/1963. 53, 9, 14, 24, 33, 6.
No.
What did I add up? 20. What did I do wrong?
She said 11?
No. We didn't get the same birth date. It was 7/20. Did what? Repeat your birth date for us, Jan.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Can you repeat your birth date for us? Because we heard two different things, Neil and I. So
July,
we want to make sure.
Yes, 7/25/1963.
Okay.
So it's a she's 7/8/9/14/24/33/6. As
no.
I said, so. Okay, so 336. Okay.
She wants to just connect.
Yeah, so we're not going to go through that business. Okay, well.
Well, you know, in connecting Jan to a spirit, and you're wanting to connect to a soul, a human soul, via the spirit, you know, first of all, we have to determine where the soul is. Is it available? What kind of communication is going to be established? That kind of thing. Now,
okay,
also,
so what can I do to help?
Well, wait a minute. You so far you're doing fine, but you know, we have to establish too that there's a world of symbolism sometimes in these communications because they can be vague. But now, if I say a female presence, that doesn't necessarily mean that the person who's crossed over is female. They may be trying to connect to a female, like somebody
like
left
you.
Behind, someone right. of concern. That sort of encompasses all conditions. You know, you're kind of playing it safe that way. But just say yes or no. Is the person who you're trying to connect to, is it male or female?
It is male.
So that male is trying to connect, I think, to you. So there's a conversation going on between whatever we're connecting to, that there is a consciousness in terms of the soul that is trying to make a connection to you. So there's a picking up something so far. I'm going to say the first word, accident. But in terms of an accident or a medical condition, how did the person cross over by accident or medical condition? Just say one of the two.
It was both. It was a medical condition that caused an accident.
Oh.
So it was a medical condition that caused an accident, but the accident is what took the person.
No, the accident, to my knowledge, did not. It was the medical condition.
But the accident triggered a resurgence of a medical condition, which ultimately led to the person's demise.
Well, what happened was it was the medical condition. They were actually on a motorcycle, and the metal, because we had someone to actually see it. And so the medical condition caused them, you know, to have the accident.
Okay, here's what I'm seeing so far. You don't know us, Jan, but we're honest. We try our best to connect. I felt it was a motorcycle. That's why I said accident. Now, what coincidentally, it's a coincidence, but we know a person that comes by in a wheelchair all the time. And I took it upon myself this time to ask him, why are you in a wheelchair? And he said, a motorcycle accident.
I told you he had an accident,
okay.
But I did.
Okay.
Wow. You didn't tell me.
So when I heard that, I kind of got another buzz. And that I didn't know where that was coming from. I just let it go, but I felt another energy field. I think that was this individual already assuming that this reading was going to take place, and in the astral realm was coming to me to give me a buzz about the coincidence that the motorcycle accident in his situation led to the detection of a medical condition.
Okay.
But the motorcycle was the catalyst. So we have to say that even though the medical condition is what took the person, the motorcycle accident has to stand as the precedent. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been known. I mean, it might have been fatal anyways, but it was what was detected. Okay, so there seems to be some play in there that's actually going on. Now, was this individual buried or cremated?
He was cremated.
Yeah. Again, you don't know me. We're not allowed to lie. We're not allowed to say fibs. I felt it was cremation. If I didn't feel it was cremation, I would have said, well, Jan, I'm wrong. I thought he was buried. But I felt cremation. So we're starting to get a vibe going on. Now, another thing that I'm seeing as a symbol is a watch. For instance, did this person wear a watch? Do you have his watch? Anything with a watch?
He did not wear a watch, but I mean, I do have a watch that he has, but he just never wore them.
It doesn't matter. Do you have a watch that he had?
Yes.
Okay, that part we want to keep. Don't worry about him not wearing it. You have something of his possession that's currently in your world.
Yes.
Okay, that's important. At some point, I want you to look at the face of that watch and tell me what time it says, because it doesn't matter here if I'm right or wrong, but I'm getting like 10-20. But don't worry about that, because that could be October or whatever.
Does she have, well, yeah, that's another thing that we haven't gotten, is the person's birth date. Two, she needs to get the watch. Is it handy that you could look at the watch to see what time it is while we're on the air?
Yes. Hang on.
Okay.
That's even better.
I have several watches. Okay. One watch, the time on it is 7:26. Another one, the time on it is 3:04. Another one, the time on it is 5:30. And then I have one that is 11:16. And one that is 4:47.
Okay. Well, the main thing here in terms of connecting to this soul is that there is a watch theme for sure. One, two, three, four, five watches.
Even though he didn't wear the watches.
Okay. I have one more now. His time of death was at 5:45. And I do have one here that says 5:25.
Another watch, 5:25.
11:12. Like, I'm trying to add these up. 9:18. 9:22.
Okay.
5:26.
Forget about the 10. Right now, we don't have to worry about the 10. There's six watches.
They come to a 38 all the time.
And he died at 5:45.
Well, I can tell you something about the 10. It could possibly be a connection to a symptom line. So,
what about the 10?
It has been 10 months since he passed.
Oh,
all right. So let's say that is that number, that it's been 10 months. And let's say that was what I was hearing. I just didn't know where to put it. I wasn't aware of where to put it, but the point is I was hearing it. So let's for the sake of conversation and moving forward, that 10 represents how many months it's been since he's been gone. First of all, there's some common ground that I want to establish, and that is that he sends a very strong element of love. The reason that spirits often say this to people on the planet when they're connecting is because love is a very strong vibration in the astral field. And when they get into the astral field, one thing that a soul is addressed with is, what was your capacity to love? Love. And so when they're there and they have an opportunity to connect to people on the planet, the first thing they want to say is, they love you. They love you. Even if things went wrong, even if there was negativity, it's the first thing that their soul, stripped of the body, wants to convey. So that's coming through. There's also something, I'm not sure where to place this, but there's something about two dogs. Like, I'm seeing a person with two dogs. I don't know what that means yet. I'm only going with the flow of imagery right now. Did you ever have a dog? Did he have a dog?
We didn't have any dogs, but he did have a dog, when he was younger.
Okay. One that you know of.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what he's doing right now is he's going through the review of his life. He's in the astral realm reviewing parts of his life. Were his parents, did he come from a broken home? Was there trouble in his background?
He actually, his father died when he was young.
That,
and so he.
that
he
can
had,
come,
you know, kind of a troubled childhood. Yes.
Yeah.
But that can come through as a divorce because of the loss of the.
Yeah, that's
the
what
death.
That means. Troubled, a broken home. His father's gone, and he had trouble, probably in and out of truancy, and was a little bit rough on the edges. Maybe
yeah.
a little bit too fast on the road with his motorcycle. Didn't take precaution at intersections. Or didn't take precaution in bad weather. That kind of thing. Might have had a slight
yeah.
drinking problem. Not a major drinking
yeah.
problem, but there could have been some attitude of abuse with alcohol or leniency with alcohol or pot, something like that,
yeah.
where he would need some sort of implement, something to help him feel adjustable. Was that true?
That is very true, yes.
Yeah. So he's coming through and flooding us with things that he's going through under the ceiling that he loves you.
Can I ask a question? Well, first of all, we didn't get the birth date of this person. I wrote down a 4. This is not anywhere in her birth date, but it could also be related to the medical condition that he has. But let's get his birth date first.
It is on June the 28th, 1954.
So there is a 4 in his birthday, 1954,
yes. mm-hmm.
1916, 26,
35, 8.
He's not an 8. You two are a 14, 5 together. And he actually died at 5:45, which is a 14:5, interestingly.
Yeah.
The medical condition he had, what can I ask what it was?
He had a heart condition.
Okay, so remember I said, I don't know if the 4 is pertaining to his birth date or the medical condition that he had. The 4 not only is in his birth date, but it is, which I was suspecting, a heart condition. The 4th chakra is the heart chakra.
That's right, yes.
So that relates. And I early on in the reading, I thought this was, is this your husband or partner we're talking about?
It's my husband. Yes, it's my husband.
You see, your master number, Jan, is in his month. It's in his month. And his master number is in his day. So you come from a common past life. I feel whatever your interests are in this lifetime, I feel very, there's like this American Indian thing where I'm looking at a past life. You lived in a teepee. It was by a water, that kind of thing. How that
yes.
emerges, Bill, does that make sense right now?
Yes, it does, yes.
What, do you want to elaborate on that? We don't actually even know where you're located, Jan, so you can elaborate.
I'm in North Carolina is where I'm at.
Yeah. Don't apologize because I didn't, you know, we didn't ask. I should have asked you. Okay.
And how does that relate?
Well, I have my white great 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 grandmother. She was American Indian, and I've always been kind of drawn, I guess, to that culture, as to say.
Okay.
I've always been drawn to that.
Well, then that helps us to solidify this conversation we're having between the.
But I would like to interject this also. On my birth certificate, the date it was filed is the actual day that my husband passed away on.
Really? That's
yeah.
really interesting.
That's because,
karma.
You see, his passing away and what happened, unfortunately, was already written in his program. We can look at accidents. And we can look at the karma of all that.
And how
and
you might
can,
be able to avoid an accident
yeah.
or not. But this, in this case, what you're implying is that
yeah,
probably
that
wasn't an avoidable
this was
accident.
Unfortunately, it was written in the script. It was a fixed
karmic
written situation.
Accident.
Unfortunately, I mean, you see his, he's got two tens in his birth date. In his day is a 28, that's a 10, and 1954 becomes a 10 when you add it up. He also, his first and last numbers are 6 and 4, which is 10. Tens can have, that zero in there can imply something of
lost.
Dark density in terms of a past life continuing to travel forward. So there was a day of of destiny in there. But he said he had a wonderful, it seems to me, and forgive me for the cliches, but there seems to be this wonderful honeymoon. The way at least he's saying it, it almost feels mystical. Now, that doesn't mean there might be some problems around your lifetime at that point, but he said he wants to say, my relationship with you, Jen, was mystical. I loved you. Now, if he had problems, if there were, you know, difficulties between the two of you, let's not look at that right now. He's on the other side, and he's calling his connection to you mystical. Now, if he had problems, if you had problems that are outstanding, I don't want to factor that in at the moment. We can talk about it, but he's considering his connection to you as being mystical. Was there anything mystical about your relationship with him?
Very much so. We found each other later on in life. And it was just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. But unfortunately, the last few months before his passing, he just did like a 180-degree spin around, and I knew that something was wrong with him mentally to do with his medical condition. It wasn't inside of him, the person I knew, but the way he was acting out, it left a lot of very, very unresolved issues and made me question what I believed our relationship to be about.
And so you two had no children together, correct?
No, we had former marriages, kids from former marriages.
Children from former marriages, that's what I thought.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Was there two from one from another, something like that?
It was two from his, three from mine.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
which is
so
in
the
your
two
day.
From his, so he's relating to his two kids. One from yours.
Or his day and your year.
Did he have a favorite amongst your three kids?
I really feel like you would probably be picking up a grandson because I have a grandson that stayed with us an awfully lot, and he really, really adored that little boy. He adored him, and he adored his papa. You know,
I feel like that's probably what
you're picking up.
Yeah, I think that's where the rough conversation is. That's probably where it's going. Did anybody ever do any skin diving or, you know, like the water, dove down into the water?
He liked the water, in his younger days when he was able to get out and ski and do things like that. He liked the water, yes.
Okay.
Did his medical condition prevent him from being as active as he wanted to be in his late?
Oh, absolutely. Because, see, he started with this medical condition when he was in his late 30s. So he lived with it for years and years and years and years. And the next step would have been a heart transplant or a heart pump.
Wow.
So, and he knew this. And he was a very active person, a very daredevil person, loved the anything fast, anything on wheels, he was ready to
go.
Yeah,
we get that. You see, with this turnaround that you experienced, this 180 turnaround, you got to realize that he was finally catching up to an episode in his life where this was already written to happen. So it wasn't anything intentional. I mean, there might be you can analyze and say it feels like things just went wrong. Or it was his choice. We make choices in life, or it was his health condition. But what we're trying to emphasize, Jen, is that the attitude here is that it was already in the script. And did he ever draw you a picture?
He did not draw me a picture, but he wrote me many letters. He was one to write letters.
So he wrote letters. Okay.
Yes.
So that we can hold on to that for a second. Are there any portraits of you? Who draws? Where's this drawing that I'm seeing?
I draw. I do draw, do a little sketching. I do.
Oh, so that's his other attitude and an attempt to convince you he's here. He's trying to figure out, I'm in the astral realm. How do I convey my energy over to these two human beings that are trying to read for me to my Jan? And so this is how it's working. But I can tell you, in my evaluation, I don't know about yours, we're connecting to him. We're working on it, but we're connecting.
This is going to sound very cliche, but for some reason I'm getting flowers. Is there anybody, it is cliche, I'm seeing red roses actually. Is there anything that relates? Are you a flower lover? Did he give you flowers frequently?
I have his ashes on our dresser, and I have a red rose on that. And he would always pick up hearts for me. It doesn't matter if it was a leaf or a rock, anything in nature that looked like a heart. If we were eating potato chips, if it was heart-shaped, he would give it to me. If he found a wildflower out in the yard, he would give it to me, yes.
Yeah, so we're connecting. We're connecting, Jan. I mean, for your information, what you should probably be saying is, okay, let me assume that connecting, that means that he's available. That means he can hear me. Whether you knew it or not, this is a more direct, concrete path that something can become established in terms of a dialogue. Now, is there anything in your environment that's left unfinished, like a room? Was there any remodeling? Is there anything with the house that should be done?
Well, I'm not going to say at the house so much. We've always had projects here, little dreams and things that we wanted to do. But he has a vehicle that he was working on that was not finished.
Okay, that's probably because to him, he loved fast vehicles. So he felt at home on a motorcycle. So So that's what he's talking about. It doesn't matter to him now. These things aren't important to him now. He only alludes to them because they establish a sense of validity in this attitude. There's also seems to be a tattoo. I don't know. It's almost like some mark on a neck or something.
Maybe it's a mole or something.
Where? First of all, are there any tattoos anywhere in your environment?
Did you say tattoos?
Yes.
No, we did not have any tattoos, but one thing that we did want to have done that we did not get around to doing was tattooing the affinity symbol on our ring finger because our wedding rings have the affinity symbol on them.
Okay.
So that was...
That's where
I wonder what the neck is.
So I don't worry about the neck. I'm more concerned about
the tattoo
attempt to do the tattoo on the ring finger. That's where I'm doing. Do you, in fact, have any problems in your neck, thyroid, anything with a neck symbol?
No, I don't. He did. He had, he had fibromyalgia also. So, he had many other underlying conditions besides just the heart thing that was related to the heart condition.
He had
many problems with that.
We've established a groundwork here for some connection. Okay, so we've got that right now. You can ask questions, or we could perhaps, if we don't have any other caller right now, we can go on a little bit in our field of vision, or you can ask a question.
Well,
I am seeing a guitar. I'm seeing some instruments.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that is so right on. See, both he and I play, and I'm looking at a picture of him right now where I have of him with a guitar. There you go. Amazing, absolutely amazing. But I guess one thing that I would love to ask him is why he told people things that he knew was not true about me, and I'm having to suffer from it was some insecurities he had, but he had created in his mind. And you know how,
like,
when someone passes like that, people automatically think that it's true, and it's not true. And I just don't understand how it's left me,
with,
you know, having to deal with these people thinking that bad things about me when I was innocent of it.
Was he telling people that you were unfaithful?
Yes.
Yeah, but you weren't, were you?
No, absolutely not. Still not.
No,
I'm still just as devoted.
I hear it in your voice, Jim. Listen, I'll give you my explanation first. He started to get paranoid and was fearing death. No matter how aggressive and manly he was, he was starting to lose his bearings on reality, and he was actually, him accusing you of that was derived from a sense of panic, anxiety, fear. I'm telling you. And he's telling me, it's almost like he's putting his hands on my shoulder and saying, yes, I'm sorry I said that. You're right, Neil. That explanation settles it. It came out of his level of anxiety that's rooted way back to his childhood, but he was afraid to die. He did not want to die.
And probably the fact that it was something that was destined by karma, he had some awareness of on a subconscious level.
You know, he knows you didn't cheat. You know, these people, it doesn't matter. If they want to believe it, fine. But you don't.
Yeah, but see, his family is treating me terrible. You know, they're...
Well, is there anybody named Alice or Allison or Allie or anything with an A?
I'm trying to think.
Okay. Don't worry.
No, I don't think.
Okay, don't worry. I don't know yet what it is, unless it's a male name like Alan. But we can't cover yet your complications with your in-laws. Maybe another show, maybe a private reading. I don't know. You can always call back. We can't cover it today. We've given you a lot of time.
Yeah, we've got another caller.
Yes, you've got other callers, I understand. Thank you so much. It was just going so well, so thank you.
Well, and you're always welcome to call back, and you can follow us, Jan. I think it's the first time we've spoken with you. We hope that, you know,
It is, and you guys have been great. Thank you so much. What is your contact information, matter of fact?
562-596-7818 is the contact number. That's how you would talk to us privately. But you can also join us on Facebook. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour is a page, and there's Neil Baker Psychic. There's our personal page. You can follow us. So there's many ways to get in touch.
Yeah, Jen, the working out of the in-law thing might be solvable. I'm not sure yet, but it might be solvable. I don't know how important it is, but it might be solvable.
Well, I just want to tell you guys thank you. I mean, I know people call me for many different reasons, but something like this is very devastating. And, you know, I really appreciate you talking to me very much. I thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we're so sorry about your loss.
Thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number, and we have a caller from 914 area code. Wow. Hi. You're on the air, 914.
We're going to need a translator.
I don't know.
Either you talk slower or we're going to need a translator.
Oh, my goodness. There's no other caller. Okay, so... 914 dropped. What was that?
What was that?
Yeah.
She was on the talking to somebody else and didn't hear us.
Well, yeah.
But, there's different, I guess, being psychic, there's so many different channels. It's like a TV.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Channels. There's one channel to try to connect to somebody on their side. There's one channel to talk about somebody's life inwardly on the earth. There's channels for creativity. There's channels for home. It's like a big newspaper. You just have to know where to look, what section to go to. Sports doesn't look like the front page. Well, sometimes.
Sometimes sports are on the front page.
Yeah,
but no,
sometimes they
are.
And sometimes it doesn't
That's
matter.
An unfortunate day for non-sports fans like us.
But the sixth chakra has different outlets, and it has a different. It's like a house with many doors, and where you enter, you can enter the house through a window, through a side door, the garage, the back door, the front door. When you're working with the sixth chakra, you have to kind of figure out what door of the sixth chakra you're working with, because there's many layers.
This is what I wanted to talk about today, actually.
Doors of the sixth chakra.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. We didn't talk about it. Well, no, I just thought it would be a good discussion about how, the different, obviously there are so many different ways to get psychic information, whether you're connecting with the spirit or whether you're seeing things with your third eye or whether you're, clairaudient, all kinds of different.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you can be specialized. There are psychics that are very specialized and only do one thing in their psychic world, or you can be sort of holistic, psycholistic. you can have the attitude, and I believe in this firmly, that when you're doing a reading with somebody, you better know about the body, you better know about what areas of the astral realm you're connecting to, what is authentic, what isn't. Everything
right, because
has
you
a
can
connection.
you can if you're unskilled, connect with negative entities that give you false information.
Absolutely.
And if you're not,
it happens. It can, careful. It can be, or there can be an error on the
part
medium.
Of it. Sure.
But a psychic vibration, when you understand the subtleties of the psychic world, a psychic vibration will tell you it's a home problem, it's a health problem, it's a relationship problem. You start to feel this energy because it's related specifically to the themes of the chakras themselves. So if you're feeling something wrong with the home, you might get a root chakra foundation sense. If it's a relationship, it might be home and second chakra. He had a heart condition, fourth chakra. You were picking that up. Aside from
the fact that
you saw the roses and everything.
And it was in his birth date, too. That's another thing.
Yeah.
So then getting into the idea that the birth date is a coded energy that, will hold these themes. People often have problems, and you look at the birth date, and you can correlate the problems that they're having to the numbers in the birth date.
Yeah, that's what you do when you learned how to skillfully connect the numbers above and beyond their. You can't uniformly say, oh, there's a four in your birth date, so you must have heart problems.
Right.
You have to kind of understand that every number holds a various degree of vibration.
Right. And then
you read the vibration.
Exactly.
Of the number.
And talking about symbols, interpreting, we're kind of going backwards here, but interpreting symbols requires a lot of skill. Sometimes a name will come in and it may not be related to the person that the psychic is speaking with, but it's actually related to the psychic, him or herself, and you have to figure out why that name is coming in. Could it be the location that the name of that person lives, or something that person does, and relate it back to that person? It gets very complicated.
With our caller, Jan, I don't know if she's still
on
Spydra, but there was active participation. She would say, well, I think I know what you're
related to. She was doing well.
So there's that attitude. Since she's on, we can bring her back on.
Yeah, why not? Jan, we're bringing you back. Because our other caller dropped.
This problem with your in-laws, you see, they are also probably in sorrow over his demise. Who is Paul? Is there a Paul anywhere?
Not to my knowledge, there's not a Paul.
Okay.
But see, the thing about it is, I think a lot of their stuff is guilt because they would be around sometimes, but not all the time. When he would have medical problems, you know, they would maybe call, but that was about it. And
yeah.
They knew his health condition. They knew how bad it was.
Go ahead.
I think they did things out of like really not wanting to do them, but just, you know.
Obligation. Just real quick regarding the Paul, I know you're probably just thinking in an immediate realm, but any Pauls that you've known in your life, are there any Pauls that you can remember? Because it's not always the inner circle.
Yeah, we don't want to stretch too far because if it will lose the connection of being psychic.
Right.
But I don't know why. When we look at, was he, just say yes or no. Yes or no. Was he a, did he like the Beatles?
Yes.
Did he ever mention Paul McCartney? Was he a fan of the Beatles beyond just a casual fondness for them?
Not so much, but it could be related to the song. I would have to look at that because, like I said, he and I are very musical, and he was very much so. So it could be a song. It very well could be.
Okay. All right. Well, let's put that one on the back burner under lukewarm. We don't know yet. We'll let that simmer for a minute.
Can I just quickly ask for the birth dates of the in-laws? If you have them.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think. One is October, one's November.
This October.
And that's the October Neil mentioned earlier in the reading. Remember, it was the 10.
And we were married in October as well.
Oh.
Oh, you were married in October.
So this gets more intense.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we also talked about the 10th and his birth date, which is 28 in the 1954. And you also have a 10 in your 1963. But she's looking through papers, I think, to get the exact birth date.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I can't remember exactly what date. I just know the month. I kept up with all of them, but we have such a large family that there's so many birth dates that I can't remember the days as I've gotten older. It's kind of like the phone number on your phone.
It's not a big deal.
The working out of the in-laws.
I mean, the 11.
It sounds like they had a sour relationship to begin with, and they might have had some guilt. I sense that's
well,
my point.
Well, I think they did, but I don't think it was intended that way. I think their mother did a lot of things that caused a lot of negative stuff. You know, it was kind of like putting sides against one another, you know.
Was there any other childhood sweetheart that you had stayed connected to? Anyone from your past?
No.
Nothing like that? The attitude that your husband it feels that he no longer believes in his realm that you were having any kind of affair. The attitude of me trying to find the connection that he does have an attitude, I'm getting nothing but blanks. I'm getting nothing but non-validations. So he's assuring me to let you know, I don't believe that. No, you didn't. Well, of course, he's crossed over. He
well, no,
information
of
anyways.
Course.
I don't know what you're, if they're treating you bad, what do you really care unless there's some sort of financial situation or
right.
something you need to resolve with them? What do you care what they think?
Well, I guess I do because I still respect them because they're his children, you know, I wish it's his kids and I wish the relationship was different, but I know it never can be because of their mother.
So there is a problem with the parents as well as the children, or is it the children only and not the parents?
His children.
It's his children. Yes, his children, because his parents have passed over.
Passed away. Okay. we were saying in-laws, and I was brain went to a completely different area.
So his children are no longer connecting to you because they think you cheated on them.
Yes, and I think a lot of it is too because of their mother. Their mother, I think she always felt like that I kept them apart, and I didn't. But I think she always felt that.
Okay. All right. So do you have a good relationship with your children?
Yes, I do.
Well, you know what, Jen? What, you can't have it all. I'm starting to see that this may not be possible. How long were you married? How many years?
We were together 10 years, but we were married five.
I wrote. Okay. That's what I thought. I should have said it. I wrote down a five.
Okay.
But real.
Is that 10-year again?
Yeah.
Five.
But there's. What was I going to ask about the estate? Is there any problem, just out of curiosity, with the estate? And you were married to him for 10 years. Did he bequeath anything to the children, or did everything go to you?
No, the bad thing about it is his ex would never settle with him on their property together and that estate, so now that falls on me.
You mean that you are still in negotiation with the ex regarding property?
Well, it will be, yes. I haven't finished, settling everything, but when they divorced, it was left open about the division of their estate together. And so since I'm his legal heir, that falls to me.
Okay.
Well, you have some
That's
power
far,
there.
Yeah.
I think that you express a concern about his kids, and you had at least a 5+ year relationship with them, and they don't particularly care for you because they believe maybe due to the poisoning of their mother that you're a bad person and you did things behind his back which aren't true. I don't know if you're going to be able to control all of that. Are you currently? I mean, Jan, what I think you have to experience from this reading is that there was a connection with him. And it was strong. And there were things that even got to a point where you felt rapid connection. And I think that's, the best thing you can do for his children is just wish them well. Don't try to resolve the conflict. If you really want to help him out, just wish his children well and that they remain healthy. And that they can go on in life and that he doesn't have to be burdened with karma because his children have problems and all this kind of thing. It sounds like a very problematic situation, and you don't want to make things worse. You have enough
to
do.
Well, it's almost like they wiped me out altogether. It's like they are now reverting back, like on social media, just like their mom and dad was together. And, it's what they're doing, and it's hurtful.
No, I
get it, but you glorify your relationship with him. Put up pictures that you had with him. Establish
you're feeling like they're erasing you completely from the picture,
and back
to you were the person that was his partner in life.
Well,
and
do you have a Facebook?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, then put up pictures. Celebrate.
Do
excerpts of his letters, how much he loved you. Talk about, put up a picture of his ashes with the rose. Celebrate the good parts of your relationship with him and put it on Facebook. That's your way of standing your ground. Why do I keep saying American flag? Who was anybody in the service?
He had, when he was in high school, I remember him telling me about just about all of his buddies got drafted, and in fact he was drafted as well, but he had a motorcycle accident and had broken his leg, so he could not go, but all of his buddies, every one of those did not come back. Every one of them died.
So he'd had a previous motorcycle accident. Interesting.
He's having an exchange of energy with those people. But anyways, we got to move on. We gave you a little bit more extra time. Hope it helped.
Oh, God, you're so abrupt. No, we do have another caller, and we have limited time.
That's good. I'll continue listening. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye. 949. Sorry,
like the cane on the stage when they used to put
yeah,
the cane pull,
in pull, here. Pull, pull people off the
Hold
stage.
On. That's over. Next one.
Gosh.
Okay.
Okay. 949 is on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's
my name is Baltimore. I'm calling from California.
Yes,
and I'm just wondering if you have any advice from Spirit for me.
Well, you're talking so fast we didn't get your name.
My name is Bo Altamirano. Bo.
Oh, you don't need to give us your last name, but what's your first name?
It's okay. Yeah, it's Bo, like a bow and arrow.
Oh, B-O-W?
Yeah, B-O, just B-O.
Oh, B-O, so not like a bow and arrow, like
B-O. You don't
B-O.
Have B-O. Your name is
B-O. Yeah. It's not
B-O. We're okay there.
Okay. All right. You're a first-time caller as well. Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've spoken to anyone with B-O.
Yeah, I had a word from the spirit. Change your deodorant.
Oh, it's terrible. Okay.
Okay.
Let's get your birth date because we have limited time here.
Okay, it's August 17th, 1971.
Okay, so did you hear me say I'm getting an 8? You're born in August and your day and your month, actually. I mean, day and year is a combined 8. 7-1 is an 8.
Uh-huh.
And it's both of your, it's in both your day and your year. Okay. 16, 26.
34,
but you're a 34-7 by master number. Okay. Okay, so.
49. She's going to be 49. She's 48.
You're going to be 49, and in 2005, just real quick, Bo, it's 2005 to 2006, actually, because you're born kind of in the last quarter of the year. Quarter? 9, 10, 11, 12, no. But the last third of the year. What happened in terms of a change, 2005 to 2006? There should have been a change that happened in your life. A job change?
I had a daughter.
Oh, you had a daughter. Okay. So that was a big change.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you have any specific question today? You're just wanting messages from spirit.
Yeah. The question. I'm in a relationship problems.
Okay.
I have probably some repeated patterns of different things, but I'm kind of in a relationship now where, I'm. I don't know where it's going.
Do you have his birth date?
Does his birth date? Yeah, it's 7/13/75.
1975. And is this is someone I thought there was going to be an 11, and he's got an 11. 7/8/11/21/33/6. Okay. So is this someone, you're not married to him?
No, but I've been with him for 4 years.
You've been with him for 4 years. Interesting. And your master numbers together are a 4. 7 and 6 are a 4. And so this relationship, and in fact, it's interesting. His day is a 13, which is the sum of your master numbers together. So this is a karmic relationship. Your years are interchangeable. Your 7 to his 5 is his year 75. His 7 to your 1 is your year, and in fact, he holds your day, inverted day, and year in his first two numbers. So this is an intense connection between the two of you. What?
Oh, absolutely.
Very intense connection. Is there,
I just don't feel that on my part, you know?
Well, I mean, sometimes the intense connection can be, are you feeling he's connecting with you is what you mean?
No, I'm just feeling that there's the connection's not going to be there, it's just not there.
Well, you have barriers. A karmic connection. So the difficulties that you're experiencing are due to karma, and that's reflected in all the correlations and the birth date numbers that we're finding. It's an intense karmic connection. So the lack of connection that you're feeling can be due to the karma between the two of you in the relationship. So that can be a karmic condition or situation.
Yeah, there's a different internal problem going on, and that is in his sense of commitment. So any time during the relationship, were you expecting him to ultimately be a husband?
No, but I think he was ultimately expecting me to be a woman, a wife.
Why?
Did you disappoint him in that realm at not wanting something like that within the relationship?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. And I still do. I just know that, you know, there's like culture differences that aren't able to fix, I guess. Just stuff that's, you know, just.
So you
anyways,
both are.
I just know that I've oh, go ahead.
You're
I'm
both
sorry.
Different nationalities, different regions of
yes,
the world.
We're both Mexican, Spanish.
Oh, you both. Yeah, but you're from the same regions, but you have a difference in the way that your culture has been integrated into your personality and lifestyle.
Well, I was brought up in Los Angeles. I was brought up in L.A. where some Mexican, you know, American, and
he's more,
you know, brought up in Mexico. And yes, absolutely. So it's just a lot of chauvinism, a lot of, you know, men and women can't be friends, and you're a whore, and, you know, just stuff that's just like, you know, just immature to me.
What part of Mexico, by just curious?
Michoacán.
Yeah, that's in the, they say that, I mean, from what I understand, that different parts of Mexico carry more chauvinism than others, like coastal Mexico, like Yucatan area, not as much as in the inland areas. I don't know if that's true.
Well,
or not.
If it's a resort place, or, you know, Mazatlan or Puerto something, I imagine so. But I mean, but still, it's still something that's like inbred. You know, I mean, it's just like something that's just it's.
You see,
I don't know,
the
culturally.
Thing is, here's your problem, Bo. You rejected him. Into that wanting of marriage. There wasn't something in your soul that wanted to go there with him. There were too many complications and difficulties. So that rejection he carries, and at some point he's going to retaliate. He's going to try to hurt you too and distance himself under the conditions of the relationship, which ultimately means that your relationship is complicated by this disparity between the psyches. There's something that's already, you're brought together, there's a past life, there's love and passion, and then what boils up is all this karmic confusion where you're now attempt to retrace the relationship and sort of say, well, he's disconnected from him. It's not healthy to the extent that you don't really want him.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've got to do, the hardest thing you're going to have to do is separate
right.
and start to figure
Absolutely.
Out the new path you have to
go. And that's what I really want to do, but now I feel guilty. I feel guilty because I don't.
You've got to get past that.
Start real quickly. Don't feel guilty on what your feelings were. I don't want you as a husband. Don't feel guilty about that. Let it go. Your guilt will be worse. You carrying your guilt will be worse than you trying to let go of it. The guilt.
Well, that's how I've been living life. Yeah, it's been awful.
I know. Well, there's ways to do that. No, we got to close the show, but you can always
call back. We're back on the air on Wednesday.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And Bo can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We hope she does. We're back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And I hope you have a great weekend. Bye-bye.